Sahavatu, Sahanao Bhunaktu, Sahaviryankaravavahai, Tejasvinavaditamastumavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Okay, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Northern Ocean, Fifth Wave, Chapter 47, page 46, verse 4527. The Anubhavas of Kopa are wringing the hands and other actions. The Anubhavas of Manyu are silence and other actions. And the Anubhavas of Rosha are the edges of the eyes turning pink. So then, what did you say? Where was it mentioned about this kopa and all that? Okay, three types. Okay, so Raudra has three types: kopa, manyu, and rosha. Kopa is anger directed towards enemies. Manyu is anger directed towards one's friend. Okay, friends are of three types: superior, equal, and inferior. Rosha is a woman's anger directed against Krishna. This actually becomes a vyabhichari bhava in madhura rasa. So it won't be an actual rasa there. It'll just be vyabhichari. Okay. 4528, kopa against an enemy. When crazy Jarasandha, surrounding Mathura, hurled unspeakable abuses at Krishna, who possesses an unfathomable wealth of strength in battle, Balaram, with eyes, I guess it's red, no? Yes. You know, it's not like, read my lips, read my eyes. They're red as burning coals. Glanced at his plow, capable of devouring the flesh of a multitude of enemies. Okay, so kopa, directed towards enemies. Srila Prabhupada, when Jarasandha angrily attacked the city of Mathura, he looked at Krishna with sarcastic glances. At that time, Balaram took up his plow weapon and gazed upon Jarasandha with colored eyes. 4529. Manyu against elders from Vidugdha Madhava. O angry mother, when I shout to call someone, strong Krishna immediately covers my mouth with a soft hand. When I try to flee, he stretches his arms and blocks the path. When I bite my lower lip in anger, he falls down at my feet repeatedly. Please tell me how I can protect myself from Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, there's a statement in the Vidugdha Madhava wherein Srimati Radharani, in an angry mood, addressed Purnamasi after she had accused Radharani of going to Krishna. My dear mother, Radha declared, what can I say to you? Krishna is so cruel that he often attacks me on the street, and if I want to cry out very loudly, this boy with a peacock feather on his head immediately covers my face so I cannot cry. If I want to go away from the scene because I am afraid of him, he will immediately spread his arms to block my path. If I piteously fall down at his feet, then this enemy of the Madhu demon, in an angry mood, bites my face. Mother, just try to understand my situation and don't be unnecessarily angry with me. Instead, please show me how I can save myself from these terrible attacks by Krishna. Srila Jiva Goswami, these are the angry words of Radha to Purnamasi, who is testing her love. She describes the behavior of Krishna when he makes his appearance before her as if he were actually present. 4530. Yeah, it means that when she's explaining, she'll always be remembering Krishna. Right? So then it'll be, you know, she's experienced Krishna's doing this and that. 4530. Manyu against equals. Jatila. Ugly faced Mukara. Hearing your words, the core of my life is burning up. Mukara. Oh, Jatila. Hearing your words, my head is burning up. Tell me, fool, when did Krishna arrogantly touch my granddaughter? Okay, so Jatila is Abhimanyu's. Okay, and then Mukara is the Radharani's mother. Grandmother. Okay. Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes among contemporary personalities, there are signs of ecstasy and anger because of love for Krishna. An example of such anger was exhibited in a quarrel between Jatila and Mukara. Jatila was the mother-in-law of Radharani, and Mukara was her great-grandmother, not even grandmother, great-grandmother. Wow. Both of them were talking about Krishna's unnecessary harassment of Radharani. When she was walking in the street, Jatila said, "You cruel-faced Mukara, by hearing your words, my heart feels like it is burning in a fire." And Mukara replied, "You sinful Jatila, by hearing your words, there is itching in my head. You cannot give me any evidence that Krishna has attacked Radharani, the daughter of my granddaughter, Kritida." Okay, Srila Jiva Goswami. This is a private quarrel between Jatila, Radharani's mother-in-law, and Mukara, who is acting like a grandmother to Krishna. Murmura means burning chaff. Ni chile means on the head. Okay, so that must mean the core is the chaff, because it just sits there and just smolders away. 4531, Manyu against inferiors. Hey, everyone, look. This attractive from Krishna's throat looks so nice on Radha's breast. Agh, this little girl, a black sprout in my family, is cheating me with duplicity. Srila Prabhupada. Once when Radharani was taking off the necklace given to her by Krishna, Jatila, her mother-in-law, told a friend, "My dear friend, just see the beautiful necklace that Krishna has presented to Radharani. She is now holding it, but she still wants to tell us that she has no connection with Krishna. This girl's activities have disgraced our whole family." Srila Jiva Goswami. These are the words of Jatila to Radha's Shakis on seeing a pearl necklace of Krishna being quickly removed from Radha's body. 4532. Rati, love for Krishna, does not clearly manifest in this Manyu, anger against friends. Thus Manyu is discussed here just to give examples. Srila Jiva Goswami. Tad Na tad rishaha means not clear, since it was explained in verse 7 that all inhabitants of Braja are filled with rati for Krishna, with the exception of Govardhan, husband of Chandravali. The appearance of Manyu among the inhabitants of Braja, along with the disappearance of rati, is not factual. Like that. It only appears, but it doesn't. They're all... 4533. The inherent anger of enemies like Shishupal, being devoid of rati, does not become bhakti rasa. Srila Prabhupada. Natural jealousy of Krishna by persons like Shishupal cannot be accepted as ecstatic love and anger with Krishna. Right? So it's directed at Krishna, but you can't call it ecstatic. Like that. So it's here over here. Okay. Okay. Beginning of the sixth wave in the northern section are called Bayanaka Bhakti Ras. So Bayanaka is, okay, dread, and then we'll have ghastliness. Okay. Alambana. So Vishaya is Krishna, Ashraya the devotees, and the cause is the demons. then fear related to committing offenses against Krishna, Vishaya self, Ashrita self, cause Krishna. Okay. Then the causes of fear, you have fearful forms, fearful qualities, and fearful powers. Chapter 48, dread and ghastliness. The wise say that when Bhayarati is nourished by the Vibhavas and other elements, it becomes Bhayanaka Bhakti Rasa. 4, 6, 23, 2, 2 and 3. The Vishayas in Bhayanaka Rasa are Krishna and the demons. When Ashrayas such as Dasas or sons commit offense to Krishna, Krishna becomes the Vishaya of this Rasa. Since Krishna's friends always worry out of affection that he will be harassed by the demons, through seeing, hearing, and remembering, the demons become the Vishaya of this Rasa. Srila Prabhupada, dread. In ecstatic love for Krishna and dread, there are two causes of fear. Either Krishna himself, sometimes you get hairs off of this. In ecstatic love for Krishna and dread, there are two causes of fear, either Krishna himself or some dreadful situation for Krishna. When a devotee feels himself to be an offender at Krishna's lotus feet, Krishna himself becomes the object of dreadful ecstatic love. And when, out of ecstatic love, friends and well-wishers of Krishna apprehend some danger for him, that situation becomes the object of their dread. Srila Jiva Goswami. Though Krishna's devotees should be the Vishaya of this rasa, it is said that Krishna and the demons are the Vishaya. Mention of the demons is according to those learned in material rasa. However, according to the author, the alambana as Vishaya is defined as the experience of rati, expressing affection, in relation to a certain person, locative case. Not fear from a certain person, ablative case, right? Because that means the cause is there. Because cause is means that would be udipan, right? But the point is the qualities in the Vishaya, those are what attract you. That's the cause of the rati. Then a cause of action, or anubhavas, that's the udipan. So he's making a distinction here, right? Right. Yeah. Footnote 12. Ablative case is used to express the source of fear. I experience fear from the tiger. Panini 125. Locative case is used in relation to objects of affection, respect, or love. The locative, because that means the place of, so where your affection is. That the author is only repeating the idea of the scholars of material rasa is written later. Right? He's mentioning this because they'll write the rasa. So sometimes either it's from Bharat Muni or from some others that they write about the rasa like that. But then he'll distinguish between, because Bharat Muni will say, some say this, some say that. So he's just, what is the... That the ratis, starting with hasya, are accepted as secondary rasas, is understood by the wise to be according to the opinions of ancient scholars such as Bharat Muni, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 4.7.13. In the author's opinion, in the first case, that of the devotee committing offense to the Lord, That devotee is both the Vishaya, fear related to himself committing offenses, and the Ashraya, experiencing the fear, with Krishna as the ultimate cause. In the second case, fear related to demons, Krishna is the Vishaya, the devotee's fear for Krishna's safety, and the friends of Krishna are the Ashraya, experiencing the fear, and the demons are the cause. Right? So it's going to be, by this, it's just Krishna and the devotees. The demons don't even come into it. So anything material doesn't come in and feature in rasa with Krishna. Right? An example of fear in those who have committed offense concerning their own fate. O king of the Rikshyas, why has your face become dried up? Stop the wild palpitations of your heart. Having faith in me and recovering your composure, you have not committed any offense at all. On the contrary, in bodily displaying your valor mixed with anger, you have actually served me greatly with this sporting fight. Srila Prabhupada. When Rikshiraj was in front of Krishna fighting and suddenly realized that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna addressed him thus, "My dear Rikshiraj, why is your face so dry? Please do not feel threatened by me. There is no need for your heart to tremble like this. Please calm yourself down. I have no anger towards you. You may, however, become as angry as you like with me, to expand your service in fighting with me and to increase my sporting attitude." In this dreadful situation and static love for Krishna, Krishna himself is the object of dread. Right? So he's explaining it according to this, like that. He's the object of dread. But as Jiva Goswami is showing, is that technically is that the devotee is seeing himself as that object because he's the one that's done something wrong and Krishna's the cause of that. He's misbehaving with Krishna, and so the cause of his seeing that relation with Krishna, that's what is coming. But in its you could say its external form, then Krishna's the object of, because he is directing that dread towards Krishna, that is dreadful in that relationship with Krishna. Does that make sense? So both can work, but that Jiva Goswami is pointing out is that these will always be internal amongst themselves. Right? So it's always between Krishna and the devotee. Srila Prabhupada, oh no, we forgot. 465. Another example. O Murari, in front of you, what I am but a vile snake. Do not become angry with the most fallen and miserable. I have committed a great offense, not understanding who you were. Being the greatest fool, I have no protector. You should therefore protect me. Be pleased with me. Srila Prabhupada. There's another instance of this dreadful situation with Krishna as the object as follows. After being sufficiently chastised by child Krishna, in the Jamuna River, the Kaliya snake began to address the Lord. O killer of the Mura demon, I have acquired many mystic powers by my austerity and penances, but before you I am nothing. I am most insignificant. Therefore, please be kind upon a poor soul like me and don't be angry with me. I did not know your actual position, and out of ignorance I have committed such horrible offenses. Please save me. I am a most unfortunate, foolish creature. Please be merciful to me. This is another instance of the ecstasy of dread in devotional service. 466. Right, because the point is they're fully absorbed in Krishna, and because of that, then these ecstatic symptoms are there. An example of demons as the cause of fear for Krishna's devotees. Krishna as Vishaya, through seeing. O Nanda, what shall I do? Protect this restless child by keeping him within the house. Keshi demon is agitating my mind as well as the earth. See, he is jumping over the trees. Right? He's big if he can jump over the trees. Right? 467. Demon is the cause of fear. Krishna is Vishaya through hearing. Hearing that the intolerable Keshi demon had entered Gokula with anger, Jashoda suddenly became alarmed to protect her son, and her lotus-like face dried up. Srila Prabhupada. When the Keshi Dima was causing disturbances in Vrindavan by assuming a large horse's body that was so big that it could jump over trees, Mother Jashoda told her husband, "Nanda Maharaj, our child is very restless, so we had better keep him locked up within the house. I have been very worried about the recent disturbances of the Keshi Dima, who has been assuming the form of a giant horse." When it was learned that the Dima was entering Gokula in an angry mood, Mother Jashoda became so anxious to protect her child that her face dried up and there were tears in her eyes. These are some of the signs of ecstasy of dread and devotional service caused by seeing and hearing something that is dangerous to Krishna. 4.6.8. Demon as the cause, Krishna as the Vishaya by remembering. O Mother, let us stop this topic of Putana. Even now, remembering about her, my body begins to shake. When Putana put Krishna on her lap in order to devour him, she manifested a fearful, rough body while making terrible sounds. Srila Prabhupada, after the Putana witch had been killed, some friends of Mother Jashoda inquired from here about the incident. Mother Jashoda at once requested her friends, please stop, don't bring up the incident of Putana. I have become distressed just by remembering this incident. The Putana witch came to devour my son, and she deceived me into letting her take the child on her lap. After that, she died and made a tumultuous sound with her gigantic body. Srila Jiva Goswami. These are the words of Jashoda to some women who came from a far-off place, did not know about the Putana incident. Thus, there is no fault if she repeats the description of the event. Gurante means making a frightful sound. It comes from gur, which means making terrible and painful sounds. Right? So it means, you know, when she died, she made all those sounds. 4.6.9-10. The Udipanas for Bayanaka Rasa are frowns and other threats on the sub-objects of fear. The Anubhavas are drying of the face, heaving breathing. Looking backwards, hiding oneself, becoming unsteady, looking for shelter, and shouting. All of the sattvic abhavas except tears appear in Bayanaka Rasa. 4.6.11. Among the vyavichari bhavas of Bayanaka Rasa are trasha, mriti, chapala, avega, dainya, vishada, moha, apasmara, and shanka. 4.6.12. The sthayi bhava of Bayanaka Rasa is Bhayarati. Bhayarati arises from offenses and fearful persons. There are many types of offenses. Right, so the main rasas there, they're secondary because they may come up and take a prominence under certain situations. And when that situation changes, it goes back to the basis. But still, even the experience within these secondary rasas is still based on what the primary rasa is. Right. You know, because otherwise, Mother Yashoda will want to protect Krishna as a parent. The friends will want to protect as a friend. Yeah. This bhayarati or fear does not appear in any persons except the devotees. Fear arising from the fearful forms, qualities, and powers generally arises in women and small children out of pure prema for Krishna. 4.6.15. Persons like Putana are fearful in form. The wicked kings are fearful by their natures. And the devatas such as Indra and Shiva are fearful because of their powers. Like I think when Shiva came to the door to see Krishna, Mother Yashoda didn't let him in because just, you know, not letting in guys looking like this, you know. It already went south with Putana, like, you know. Srila Prabhupada. In the ecstasy of devotional service and dread, the unconstitutional symptoms are drying of the mouth, exuberance, glancing behind oneself, concealing oneself, bewilderment, searching after the endangered lovable object, and crying very loudly. Some other unconstitutional Symptoms are illusion, forgetfulness, expectation, and expectation of danger. In all such circumstances, the ecstatic dread is the steady or constant factor. Such dread is caused either by offenses committed or by dreadful situations. Offenses may be committed in various ways, and the dread is felt by the person who has committed the offense. When dread is caused by a fearful object, this fearful object is considered generally a person who is fearsome in his features, nature, and influence. An example of an object that causes static dread is the Putana witch. Dread may be caused by mischievous demoniac characters, such as King Kamsa, and it may be caused by great powerful demigods, such as Indra or Shankara. 4.6.16 Though the demons, such as Kamsa, are extremely fearful of the Lord at all times, because this fear is devoid of rati, they are not ashrayas for Bhayanaka Rasa. Yeah, because it doesn't have that. So they're absorbed in the Lord, so that will get them liberation. Remember before Narad Muni was talking about the glory of bhakti and glory of the Lord, and that just by being absorbed in the Lord, even in these lower, considerations, then people like Kamsa and the demons are getting liberated. But that's without rati. So therefore, then when the devotees who then are always thinking of Krishna with rati, then what results they get? You know, I think it's also in the context of if Putana got that favor, then what favor is Mother Jashoda getting? Right? So it must be so much greater. Yeah, devotee has that attraction for Krishna. Yeah, means in these same relationships. Srila Prabhupada, demons like Kamsa, feared Krishna, but their feelings cannot be described as ecstatic dread in devotional service. End of the sixth wave of the northern section, entitled Bhayanaka Bhakti Rasa. Okay, then beginning of the seventh wave, in the northern section entitled Vibhatsa Bhakti Rasa. So in here, the ashraya is Tapasvi Shanta Bhaktas and Ashrita Dasya Bhaktas. Okay, the Vishaya is the material body, and the Stai Bhava is Jugupsa Rati means, oh, that's this one it's called. Viveka Ja from philosophical contemplation, and Prayiki from impure items. 4.7.1 When Jugupsa Rati is nourished by its vibhavas and other elements, it's called Vibhatsa Bhakti Rasa by the wise. So it seems Jugupsa and Vibhatsa are the same. The Ashritas and Shanta Bhaktas and others who are not close to the Lord are the alambana of this rasa. 13. The Ashritas are Dasya Bhaktas. There are three types of Ashritas. Those who have surrendered, Shravanya, those who are previously Jnanis, Jnanichara, and those fixed in service, Seva Nishta. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, 3.2.21. The Shantas are of two types. Those performers of austerities who have firm faith in the path of bhakti, and the Atmaramas who have attained rati for Krishna due to the mercy of Krishna and his dear devotees. Right, so that would be the Kumaras, right? They would be the second group. Right? Because it's not austerities, but they were Atmarama, they were fixed in. Srila Jiva Goswami. Though they are the alambana for Vibhatsa Rasa, the Ashritas, Shantas, and others experience Vibhatsa only in a portion of their rati, only by a portion of their rati. Shanta here refers to those persons with Shanta rati, who are absorbed in austerities. The word Adi means all those who have not attained closeness to the Lord. 4.7.3 Astonishingly, so I guess, yeah, haven't attained means they haven't, that the sense of possession hasn't come up yet. 4.7.3 Astonishingly, those persons who previously were clever in methods of seducing women and dedicated to lust ruled over lecherous cities, now continually chant the name of the Lord with tears in their eyes. When they see the face of the women, they twist their faces and becoming motionless, spit. Srila Prabhupada. Ghastliness. So it's not the, how you say, it's not the women itself, it's just their uninterest in trying to take advantage. Does that make sense? It means before, as he says, who are clever in methods of seducing women, or lecherous and all that. Okay. So, in other words, without proper association, then it means all there's left is salt, right? Yeah. Srila Prabhupada, ghastliness. It is understood from authoritative sources that an attachment for Krishna because of feelings of disgust sometimes presents a ghastly ecstasy in devotional service. The persons experiencing such ecstatic love for Krishna are almost always in the neutral stage of devotional service, or Shanta Rasa. A description of ecstatic love caused by ghastliness is found in the following statement. This person was formerly interested solely in the matter of lust and sense gratification, and he had perfected the greatest skill in exploiting women to fulfill his lusty desires. But now, how wonderful it is that this same man is chanting the names of Krishna with tears in his eyes, and as soon as he sees the face of a woman, he immediately becomes disgusted. From the indication of his face, I would think that he now hates sex life.
Ghastliness here, it's not towards Krishna. I mean, if it's a rasa, I'm not saying they.
No, but it. But why would it? Why would it means this would come up because now he's absorbed in Krishna, and so when these things come up, they get in the way of service to Krishna. So that's why the two go together, like the previous one, a dangerous situation for Krishna. And so this would be, you know, a dangerous situation or something connected to them and their relation with Krishna. Does that make sense? So there's a connection between the two. And you also see is this disgust and ghastly, that they kind of, it's the ghastly rasa, but it may be disgust. So they're disgusted with themselves in context of the taste in that they have in relation to Krishna. So it's not just someone become disgusted with someone else like that. It's in relationship to Krishna. That's why it said because of their because now they're chanting and absorbed in Krishna like that. Then it comes up. Does that make sense? So things that may have been doing before, whatever it may be, then as we advance in devotional service, then it's no longer there. Just like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya with Muktipad, that would cause this disgust in his mind. So he would be tasting this rasa because now he understands Krishna and his mood and all that. So anything that might give rise to a remembering or thinking about the position of liberation, then that gives him disgust. That's the principle. So, you know, but if you say that, then some people catch it, some people don't. But you use sexual engagement, then that generally everybody can appreciate. Is that 474. The anubhavas of this rasa are spitting, distorting the face in disgust, covering the nose, running, quivering of the body, hair standing on end, and perspiration. Footnote 14. Quivering of the body, hair standing on end, and perspiration are actually sattvika bhavas. Right? Because it's about their absorption in Krishna and not being interested, so these come up. Sattvika bhavas are not mentioned elsewhere for vibhatsa rasa. Thus it seems that vikriya stands for both anubhavas and sattvika bhavas. Because when it says anubhavas, if it just mentions anubhavas, it just means anything else after that. It can be, if there's no discussion of sattvika or vyavichari, then that's because anubhava covers that. Okay. Though Jiva Goswami does not comment on this verse, and Vishwanath says, vikriya means anubhavas. Yeah, because Vishwanath describes that anubhavas just means anything that comes after the vibhava. right? Because Krishna is the alambana you have of Krishna and the devotee. Then you have the what do you call it? Udipan, yes, because I get stuck with other yous, you know, like. And so because of that, then one's inspired, then there's the anubhavas. You want to do something, or it has effects, or there's moods and emotions and all that. Does that make sense? So they can all be called anubhavas in a general sense. And if you're breaking them all down, then it'll have its specific. Okay. When Vilva Mangal, when he was means after that, but never with her.
No, not with her.
Because he respected her as guru. Because then, from then on, he just remembered that aspect. But when they came up again, those feelings towards women with that Brahmin's wife,
yes.
Then that had that aspect of.
Yes.
So, but here it doesn't mention anubhavas as poking your eyes out, but. I don't know. Is it anywhere else you have that? You know, you saw this. It was so bad. I wanted to poke my eyes out or something.
Yeah.
You have something. Yeah. Yeah.
So. Has, you know, feelings and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. And here when it says spitting doesn't mean on the women.
Yeah.
It means. Just a thought comes up, and so anything that's impure, then like if you smell something bad, if by spitting, then you remove it from the body. Like, you know, you're going in Calcutta and you go by where the garbage is, and then the smell's there, and once you get by, you can't smell, then you spit, then it's not in there. Yeah. Does that make sense? Yeah.
It's a mental image of some object.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist actually as such.
Yeah, or even if it does exist, but it doesn't mean you spit on the woman. Yeah. Like Prabhupada, I think it was, he was in the airport and sitting on the benches there or something, you know, waiting, and the devotees were there. I think because in those days everybody could come into the airport. You could go right up to the gate, you know. And so then some lady came over and was behaving, you know, in a very, inappropriate way. But at the same time, kind of, you know, questioning, but just, she didn't know how to behave. And at one point, then Krishna Prabhupada just kind of, you know, he's talking with her and just kind of leaned and spat over the back of the chair. I mean, you know, the seats. And then she kind of like, oh, and then changed her mood. You know? Like that. So, yeah, it's like that. Or Yamunacharya, he makes this point. Like that. So it's just, it's a common thing is that you were doing things that were terrible before, and then when you think about them, so I'm sure that this would be a common thing not Jayan Vijay, not Madhu and Kaitava. Yes, because I had the Jayan Vijay and the M from the Madhu, but no, it wasn't the, yeah. So they now may have these kind of things, just thinking how sinful they were and all that, and terrible, and then how nicely Krishna has saved them. This might come up, discussed with themselves, or just the element of compassion that Krishna had towards them. 4.7.5. The Vyavichari Bhavyas are Glani, Shrama, Unmada, Moha, Nirveda, Dainya, Vishada, Chapalya, and Jaryam. Srila Prabhupada. In this mellow of devotional service and ghastliness, the sub-ecstatic symptoms are spitting upon the consideration of one's past life, contorting the face, covering the nose, and washing the hands. There's also trembling of the body, forcible twisting of the body in perspiration. So, washing of the hands. So then this means we see also in European history, you have this washing of the hands with Macbeth, right? You know. Well, yeah, so it's the same. element, just not directed towards Krishna, so therefore it's not rasa, therefore that example is not given. So. Okay. There's also trembling of the body, forcible twisting of the body, and perspiration. Other symptoms that may be present are shame, exhaustion, madness, illusion, frustration, humility, self-pity, restlessness, eagerness, and stunning of the body. Four, seven, six. See, because it has other things that can go along with it. So it has the mood, and then it also has activities and sub-aesthetic, sub-ecstasies that can come up. Does that make sense? So it's a whole thing together. So all that together, that's the rasa. Right? Does that make sense? So you're delineating each one at a time, but when they're all together working, that's the rasa. 4, 7, 6. The sthayi bhava of this rasa is jugupsarati. According to the wise, there are two types of jugupsarati. Vivekaja, arising from discrimination, and prayiki, common. 4, 7, 7. Disgust for the body, arising from analytical contemplation in certain devotees who have developed rati for Krishna, is called disgust, arising from discrimination, or Vivekaja Jugupsarati. Srila Prabhupada. When a devotee lamenting for his past abominable activities shows special symptoms on his body, his feeling is called ecstasy in devotional service and ghastliness. This is caused by the awakening of his Krishna consciousness. 4, 7, 8. So as the Krishna consciousness comes up, then you're aware of how stupid I was before, then this may come up. 4, 7, 8. An example of disgust arising from discrimination. When a person develops attraction for the Lord, how can he be attracted to his body made of flesh, smelling of raw meat, composed of thick blood, covered by skin? Right, so they're not exactly describing it, you know, as you would in an advertisement for, cosmetics or health foods or something, right? Srila Prabhupada. In this connection, there's the following statement. How can a person take pleasure in the enjoyment of sex life in this body, which is a bag of skin and bones, filled with blood and covered by skin and flesh, and which produces mucus and evil smells? This perception is possible only for one who is awakened to Krishna consciousness and who has become fully cognizant of the abominable nature of this material body. So that when one understands that the body is not as great as it's been, you know, the position of how we thought how great our body is that we've had for the last millions and millions of lifetimes, then may not be so great, you know, as we, yeah. Srila Jiva Goswami. Pishita means flesh. Vishrama Gandabhaji means a body smelling of raw meat. Amar Kosha says, Vishram Syad Amaghanti Yat. Vishram means that which smells of raw meat. Rate udirne means when rati appears. This is the past participle of ri, meaning to go, with the prefix ud, meaning up. The past participle is formed according to the rules for the ninth group of verbs called kriyati verb group of verbs, with the ending in na instead of ta. It becomes irna, which produces a prefix ud is added, it means has risen up, right? So when one has risen up, or when you know, then one has disgust from one's previous position. Okay. So technically that means when you have risen up, you shouldn't be sentimental towards Poland anymore, right? Well, doesn't make sense? On attaining the position of Aliyah, you don't worry about Poland.
Yeah.
Too esoteric?
Yeah, well, now it makes sense.
Okay. Disgust arising in all types of people and in all sorts of circumstances from impure or foul-smelling things is called Prayiki, common Jugupsa. 4.7.10, an example of general disgust. O enemy of Kamsa, trapped in this body, living in the mother's womb, in contact with the thick muck of sin, covered with urine and blood, I am distressed in heart. Ocean of mercy, please be merciful to me, who am unable to worship you. Srila Jiva Goswami. The phrase bhajana karma ksha mataya, not being able to worship you, actually modifies mayi as an additional descriptive term rather than giving a reason for the Lord to give mercy. Have mercy to me who have fallen into a disgusting womb and who am also unable to perform worship of you. The sentence were mean, please be merciful to me who have fallen into a womb and thus cannot worship you. The expression of bibhatsa or disgust would be weakened. There's another version in bhajana karma shamana karma kshama tame in the locative case, directly modifying mayi. Yes. So what he's trying to bring out is that he's in that by his past sinful activities, then he's born again in the material world, so therefore covered by that. Then he's feeling just by his position, he's unable, that sin and all that, he's unable. It's not because of being in the womb he's unable. Right? Otherwise it would weaken the disgust. Does that make sense? So in other words, that you're taking birth again, then that's not the ideal situation. One should have gone back to Godhead, but one didn't. Right? Does that make sense? Those who are aware, they will. It's not that necessarily every living entity is, but they can. Because the point is they're not, it's just like in that stage of after the recreation, or say the primary creation. So all the living entities come back out of Mahavishnu. So in that state, position, they're all in the state of Vasudev Sattva, because they don't have a gross body and all that. But it doesn't mean that they don't have material desire that I want to control and enjoy. But nothing specific is there. So they may know, because they're on that platform of Shuddha Sattva, they know the Lord, they know themselves, everything like that, but they still are covered by avidya. You know, so the devotees in the state of Shuddha Sattva, they're not covered by avidya. But let's say for the impersonalists, they're in that position of Shuddha Sattva, they're still covered by avidya because they don't know their relationship with the Lord. So all the living entities at that point, then they're in that position. You know what I'm saying? So these three features of, karma, jnana, and nothingness, it's a standard cycle. It means you're in the material world, karma will be the most prominent. When you go back into the Lord, then you're just asleep, so it's nothingness. And then you come out, and then it'll be that, like that kind of liberated position. But then as soon as the universes are created, then you go back into the universes. Does that make sense? Yeah.
I have a Russian question. Once somebody asked me what I was mumbling and I couldn't answer that. Because we were trying to explain that karma sharira, which is apparently from this description, still exists when the living entity comes out,
yeah,
the body of the Lord. So when the living entity goes into the Lord, where's that karma sharira is?
It's with them.
They carry it with them.
Yeah, it's just like here, from body to body, the mind then carries then you have the gross body.
Yeah.
So just as the polluted conscious and the jiva, then that's the karana sharira. That's the cause of that.
Right.
Right? Because they're a person. They're a purusha.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally, it's a sharira. You know, it's just like it's a thought. It doesn't have to be necessarily gross or anything. But just like Brahma, when that pastime where he got attracted to the daughter, then he threw off that body. It means it's a thought of where you identify, and you know, therefore the body, the senses, all that. So you identify as a person who can enjoy with the senses. So the Karana Sharir, you're thinking that I can enjoy the senses. So you're seeing in the context of the does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that Karana Sharir, so when they go, that's always with them. Then when they go into the universe, then they get their particular gross and subtle body. Like that. But they'll just carry on where they left off, you know, so.
That's the meaning of Purva samskaras.
Yes.
Because even Brahma, when he appeared from Garbhodaka, he had Purva samskaras. So
yes.
The question, where are they coming from?
Yeah.
So that explains.
Yeah. So, but the point is where it all starts, that's a nadi, because it starts before all this. Because this is within Mahatattva, means you're in the, under the influence of the Ajnana Shakti, but it starts when you were not under the Ajnana Shakti. You know, you're in the Brahma-Bhuta stage, you have your relationship with Krishna, but somehow or another you haven't come to the point of Asurup Siddhi. So you haven't, that strong determination hasn't taken place. Does that make sense? Yeah. You know, it's like you see the Yajic Brahmins. They understand the foolish position and how the great position of their wives, and then how they should have taken advantage of that. And so they're thinking, let's go to, you know, we'll go to Vrindavan and surrender to Krishna. But then their fear of Kamsa, because he has his people on the road, is kind of like, why are the Brahmins from here going to Vrindavan? You know, they'll tell Kamsa. Yeah. So therefore, it wasn't enough to get them. It wasn't exclusive. But at least it's something more. So by the association of the wives and that, what position they attained, you know, then that you know, I haven't seen mentioned. Because it doesn't matter. The point is we know, we have so many examples of how it works, we don't need to know theirs. Of course, it would be a great Russian question, but...
Next.
Yes.
Where did they go?
What you can do is have everybody on seats and that with buttons. And when they ask a question, you just push the button. Yeah.
And then whoever can answer it is done.
Yeah. Well, what you do is ask them a question back so that it's. Could you have a seminar just on Russian questions?
Oh, yeah.
What would be the topic? Russian questions.
I would love to ask Russian questions.
Oh, that's a different one. This is just, they can ask only Russian questions. They can't ask any proper question. You know, a benefit, you know, a mitzvah for the whole zone by at one time answering all the Russian questions. So then they're all answered. Discuss Jakubsa, yeah, or Dread, yeah.
If I'm trying to tell him, he's expert in answering Russian questions.
Oh.
Once somebody asks a question, so what is the relationship between? Gadadhar,
Gaur Gadadhar.
He said, yeah, same like
Gaur Nithai.
Okay, next.
Yeah. The Bhakti Siddhanta says what he talked about. Where did we fall from? Brahman. Okay, then move on. Yeah. He says. Yeah.
Yes, Russian question doesn't require an answer. It's just you have to pay attention and then it's move on.
Yeah, or you go, interesting question. Okay, yeah. Anything else? Four, 7, 11. Another example of general disgust. We have been thrown in by the personification of death, called Jarasandha, into this prison, the summation of all hells. which destroys vision with piles of stool from sick humans lying in a yard infested with terrible worms, whose stink makes the nose unsteady. O destroyer of hell, remembering you, we maintain our lives. Srila Prabhupada. A fortunate child in the womb of his mother prayed to Krishna as follows. O enemy of Kamsa, I am suffering so much because of this material body. Now I am trapped within a mess of blood, urine, and liquid stool within the womb of my mother. Because I am living in such a condition, I am suffering great pangs. Therefore, O divine ocean of mercy, please be kind to me. I have no ability to engage in your loving devotional service, but please save me. More pleasant.
This is very different from what the materialists explain. They say, like, at least one of the theories says that the child in the womb is like really enjoying, comfortable, everything is like perfect.
Oh, because they're with the mother and that.
Yes. The connection is the strongest in his life, and he doesn't want to come out.
He doesn't need to chew.
He doesn't have to chew.
Yeah, the chewing is good. That's why anamoy, chew. It's about chewing. Yeah, no, they have all kinds of things. But that's the ones that believe that. Others say that there's nothing there. And then somehow or another, at the moment of birth, it life comes into it. How that is, where did that come from? That, you know, that's a weird one. But
yeah.
Yeah, but somehow or another, they don't want to understand that. You know, it's just a matter of, you know, I say, my body, my rules. You know? So then, yeah. Therefore, O divine ocean of mercy, please be kind to me. I have no ability to engage in your loving devotional service, but please save me. There is a similar statement by a person fallen in a hellish condition of life. He addressed the Supreme Lord thus, "My dear Lord, Yamaraj has placed me in a situation that is full of filthy and obnoxious smells. There are so many insects and worms surrounded by the stools left by different kinds of diseased persons. And after seeing this horrible scene, my eyes have become sore and I am becoming nearly blind. I therefore pray, O my Lord, O deliverer from the hellish conditions of life. I have fallen into this hell, but I shall try to remember your holy name always, and in this way I shall try to keep my body and soul together." This is another instance of ecstatic love for Krishna in an abominable situation. Right, so if an example of ecstatic love means that they must be devotees. It is to be understood that any person who is constantly engaged in chanting the holy names of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, has attained a transcendental affection for Krishna. And, as such, in any condition of life, he remains satisfied by simply remembering the Lord's name in full affection and ecstatic love. 4.7.12. The pure minds of those who attained Rati for Krishna become disturbed by even small amounts of unwanted things, right? Because these unwanted things are, you know, obstacles to devotion. Thus, there's nourishment of the primary ratis in Jagupsa Rati, Srila Prabhupada. In conclusion, it may be stated that ecstatic love for Krishna and ghastliness appears during the development of dormant neutrality into developed affection. It'll be at that stage, because you're seeing between the one, and now you've come to the point of the being able to appreciate from that transcendental position before one has gone into the particular relationship with Krishna. 4.7.13. That the ratis starting with hasya are accepted as secondary rasas is understood by the wise to be according to the opinions of ancient scholars such as Bharat Muni. 4.7.14. The five primary rasas beginning with Shanta ras are accepted as Hari Bhakti ras. The secondary ratis generally act as vyabhichari bhavas within the primary rasas. That's basically what they're doing. Like that. But they're accepted as secondary rasas by Bharat Muni, you know, and so that's why then they're being explained. But they're secondary. Some see them as also as main rasas. But his one, that works. You can see how they take prominence. But technically, they are generally acting as Vyabhichari Bhavas. They're an aspect of, you know. Okay. So that's the end of the seventh wave in the northern section entitled Vibhatsa Bhakti Rasa. Okay, chapter 49, mixing of rasas, because some people may have a mix. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.